Now, in our new writer's slot, today's short story is Blame the Cooker, and it's by Malawian writer Sinead Mutatiwa.
A long, rumbling growl issued from my stomach. I did not want to drink water anymore. It had failed to contain my hunger after the cooker had let me down again. I had no paraffin, no stove, and no charcoal. I looked at the patch on the ceiling above my bed and thought I saw a crude map of Africa in its shape. For a long time, I lay trying to locate Malawi on it. My eyes became sore. I closed them and turned to my side. When I opened them again, they fell on a winged brown cockroach crawling along the floor towards the opposite wall. On top of the wall, another hateful creature stood poised, waiting for the advancing cockroach. An obnoxious gecko with its ugly head and scaly, greyish and black body lashed its tongue in and out. Two ugly creatures living under my roof without my permission were about to confront each other. I felt excited as I anticipated the confrontation between the two. I was sure that the gecko, which now waved its tail from side to side with anticipation, would win. And after its meal tonight, I would kill it the following day. The cockroach crawled in a straight line towards the gecko, which stealthily moved forward. The gecko now put its head flat on the wall and prepared to attack. I held my breath and waited. The gecko pounced. It grabbed the cockroach's legs. The brave fight put up by the insect was totally unexpected. The gecko held on, moving its body forwards and backwards, trying to maintain the firm hold on the cockroach. The insect saw an opening here and flew onto the opposite wall. The gecko smacked its lips in incredulity before turning round to disappear into a gap between the wall and the ceiling. I realized that I had two enemies to kill the following day.
Blame the Cooker by Sinead Mutatiwa.